Good morning, Honey Reach Church family. Greetings in the wonderful name of our Lord Jesus Christ. It's Norman Foss speaking, and I'm greeting you from that beautiful island of Bali in Indonesia. Yes, I've been locked down here since the 24th of March, after returning from a mission trip to Papua to help start a Bible school for the rural pastors, which was a great success. But now this morning, it's my privilege to bring you the morning devotion, which comes from Psalm 13. Won't you please turn there with me? Psalm 13, 1-3. Now, the Bible doesn't give us a definitive reason as to why David penned the psalm, but I would guess it was sometime after he wrote Psalm 51, and that's the psalm where he begs God's forgiveness after the Bathsheba incident. You see, he had experienced God's wrath. I mean, the child had died, and he had received God's forgiveness. He was fully restored to his position as favorite son. As we read the psalm together this morning, won't you hear the emotion and the pleading, the desperation, and his need for God? Psalm 13, let's read through it. How long, O Lord? How long will you forget me forever? How long will you hide your face from me? How long must I wrestle with my thoughts and every day have sorrow in my heart? How long will my enemy triumph over me? Look on me and answer, O Lord my God. Give light to my eyes, or I will sleep in death. My enemy will say, I have overcome him, and my foes will rejoice when I fall. Just so far. So we're going to have a look now at verses 1 and 2, which is David's plight. Then we're going to have a look at verses 3 and 4, which is David's plea. And then we're going to come to verses 5 and 6, which is David's proclamation. Firstly, let's look at David's plight. See, four times David had cried out to God in desperation. How long, O Lord, how long? This was full of emotion. There was a disconnect. He felt that God had abandoned him, deserted him, and that their relationship is obviously broken. He was tormented by his current situation, as we might feel right now. We might be asking, well, where is God? Is God punishing the whole world? Has God said enough already, as he did with Sodom and Gomorrah? Yes, and we are stressed. We stress about our health. We stress about our jobs and our finances. We stress about our relationships, all because of the current situation we find ourselves in. This coronavirus certainly has us running scared. And there is lots of stress about our current situation. You see, David was not stressed about his possessions, or his health, or even his family. He was stressed because of his disconnect with God. David realized that the most important thing in his life was his personal relationship with God. What about you this morning? How's your relationship with God at this point in time? Is it a healthy, loving, intimate relationship? Or maybe it's a broken relationship. Or maybe you're just hanging in there. You see, David was sorrowful that this was his current situation. This had been going on for some time now, and he was worried that even his enemies would notice his lack of godly interaction and communion. David's plight was that God was nowhere to be found. And secondly, let's look at verses 3 and 4 and David's plea. Obviously, it was obvious that he had previously had a good relationship with his God. In verse 3, he calls on God to look at him and to be merciful and to answer him. God had done this for him before. His previous interaction with God had led him to know that God was a just God and a righteous God. But now he felt that God was distant and was not close to him at all. He did not notice God's working within his current circumstances, and he was afraid that his enemies would gain the upper hand and would mock him. You see, David had fallen before, and he knew the humiliation, and he didn't want to repeat of that situation. So his sorrowful cry goes out to God. He's God. When things are falling apart in our lives, who do we turn to? Who do we cry out to? Do we turn to a friend? Or do we maybe because of pride just battle through it totally on our own? Or do you cry out to the living God to assist you, to comfort you, to walk this road with you? You see, because of his past experience, David knew where to turn. Do you? Do you know where to turn? Thirdly, let's come to David's proclamation. And let's read verses 5 and 6. And he starts off with the word, but. But I trust in your unfailing love. My heart rejoices in your salvation. I will sing to the Lord, for he has been good to me. David starts off this part with the word, but. And that word, but, it's a beautiful word. When you find this word, but, in your Bible, highlight it, underline it. Okay, on the one side of a but, you're going to find something good. And on the other side, something to be afraid of, something to worry about. And so David writes, but in spite of his current situation, in spite of this desperate situation, David still trusts in God's unfailing love. He still has a place in his troubled heart to rejoice in God's salvation. God had on more than one occasion proved himself to David. We know the incident of the lion and the bear. Then there was Saul, who on regular occasions tried to take his life and failed. And then, of course, God had protected David in battle on numerous occasions. He had never lost a battle, David. He had experienced God in the good and the bad and the difficult circumstances. You see, God alone was his salvation. And in spite of all his trouble, he recognized this. In spite of the current situation, desperate though he was waiting for an answer from God. He was waiting for God to once again come down and rescue him. And so he continued to sing to his God, who had been so good to him. God had protected him, God had provided for him, and God had guided him throughout his life up to this point. You see, David knew where to turn, to the only one who truly loved him, his Savior. Has God not been good to you? God has chosen you, he has adopted you, he has called you, and he's redeemed you. So we learn, like David, our predicament, our plight, might be desperate. So we need to bring our pleas before him. And while we wait patiently for God to answer, we need to continue to proclaim him, to sing his praises, and to trust that our God will come through for us. Let us pray. We thank you this morning, our Father, for your word. We want to thank you for the example of David, that no matter what our circumstances are, we should continue to cry out to you, the living God. We should not be anxious about anything, but in all things, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, we should make our requests known to you. And your peace, which transcends all our understanding, will guard our hearts and our minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. You've been so good to us, Father. May we never forget it, and may we spread the word to our fellow men, even today. Amen. And so in closing, I just want to say to you, may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face shine upon you. May God be gracious to you. May the Lord turn his face toward you and give you his peace. Amen. Amen.